We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Rochelle and Diva. Ladies, how are you?
We're blessed. We're absolutely blessed just to be able to be on your program today. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for joining us. A mother and daughter team. How did this come about?
Well, before we had became a ministry, my mother and I, we used to always minister together. I followed the footsteps of my mother, watching her evangelize in the nursing homes, watching her help pray for older people and younger people alike. And I decided that I wanted to follow those footsteps as well. And my mother said, you know, why don't we make a ministry? Why don't we do this together? And I agreed. And since then, we've been ministering for God. We've been traveling from different cities to different states, just spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ through our music and evangelism.
Amen.
Can't back down.
Yes.
A song that's definitely needed. You did it because of bullying. Tell us about this song.
Well, the song was written by my daughter, Diva, and she just saw a lot of bullying going on in the inner cities, not just the cities, in the suburban areas as well. And she felt like there needed to be some kind of address to it, and she just felt it in her heart. God put it on her heart to write the lyrics to this wonderful song.
Let me also emphasize that the song Can't Back Down, when I was writing the song, before the song was even born, I did not just only think about bullying. I thought about the concept of perseverance, how more than ever this world needs hope. They need inspiration. They need motivation to keep moving, to keep living. So I said these lyrics have to be very powerful. They have to mean something. And bullying is a very trending topic that a lot of our young people are facing. It's the reason why a lot of young people are committing suicide. It's the reason why a lot of young people are having trouble at home, abusive relationships. That's where that topic came from, of bullying. But the Can't Back Down song is not just based on bullying, but it's based on life's experiences of just perseverance, never giving up, and always believing in that higher being, and for us, that's Jesus Christ.
What kind of response are you getting from the song and from the video?
Yeah, people are telling us how they're blessed, how Diva and Evangelist Rochelle, you encouraged us. This song is a blessing to my life. Many people are telling us that they can testify to that song, because I believe not just some people, not just Christians, but everybody is going through some type of experience or have been through some type of rough experience in their life where they had to learn how to persevere, where they had to learn how to depend on someone, for us that's God, to higher than ourselves and get us through the situation and obstacle. But many people from all over the city, all from different countries, are just listening on to the song and saying, this is empowering. This is very motivational.
And uplifting as well. It's touching their spirits. And just to see that people are moved through music, it just brings so much to your heart.
Yeah.
To see that words can help heal a person.
Really? Yeah.
World Rise Above. How'd you guys come up with that name?
Well, again, before this ministry was, before the ministry came into place, I've always been, my mother and myself, we've always been the type of people to want to change something in the world to make it a better place. Before we named the ministry World Rise Above, it was named Rise Above. But then something clinged onto us. What do we want to rise above? And we want the world to rise above. We want the world to become a better place.
Yeah.
And therefore, we kept talking about it. We kept on meeting about it. What should this ministry's name be? And it came to mind, World Rise Above. We thought about the bird, and that's where the logo comes in, the bird. The bird has wings. The bird flies. The bird is free to do whatever it pleases. And that's what we believe people can do. They can do whatever they please through Jesus Christ and believe in this higher being who is God, who can get them through any circumstance.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How important is your ministry? How important is it meeting the people?
It's very important to me. It's life-changing. It's words unspeakable. It means a lot to me and my mother to travel and get the kind of responses that we get from communities of people who are saying, this is what we need. This is what we need, a leader to help us and guide us and lead us into Jesus Christ.
And when you're saying the people to us, they're most important, why God sent us, is not just to minister through song to them, but also to labor with them, to be hands-on with these people that we meet. For instance, going into the shelters, going to the battered homes where people have been abused, going where their orphans are. That's what our job is, to go in there, not just to minister through song, but to help out when they're in need of food, and just to be able to labor. That's so important to us, is to help out with the people.
And time again, we read in the Bible how Jesus went beyond church walls. He extended his ministry. He didn't just stick in the church and with the apostles, but he ministered to the lost, to the forgotten, to people who don't even know who God is. That's what he did, and that's what we plan to do through our music. And just as my mother said, it's not just about getting on that stage and ministering through song or just through preaching. It's about, are you really doing what you say you're doing through your music, which is ministering to people in the nursing home, ministering to people who don't even know who God is, telling people who have a gun in their hand that they don't need it, they can use the Bible. That's what we're doing. We're actually changing people's lives through our hard service and labor.
To see a mother and daughter team together, when you're out there, what do people say when they find out you are a mother and daughter team? It's family working together.
Well, many people don't believe we're mother and daughter. They always get us confused with
sisters.
Yeah.
Yes.
They use that theme, Mary, how they're sisters. They think we're sisters, because my mother's a young mother. And we look just alike. I'm a bit taller than my mother, but they always say, "You got sisters?" I know that's my mother, and they say, "Wow!" But many people are astonished when they see a mother daughter, and especially with our families today, how there are so many mothers and daughters who don't really get along, who don't even know each other. Especially at this age, I don't know too many young girls who are actually ministering with their mothers. I've never really seen it done too much before, especially in our African-American communities.
Yeah.
But it's really a blessing, and people tell us all the time how this is a life-changing experience and how we're making history by letting God use us as his living utensils.
Our guest, World Rise Above, we're talking to Rochelle and Diva. Clean music is good for the soul.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
It really is good for the soul, because you notice our young, especially our youth these days are being controlled by the music that's on. You can't sit and just concentrate on a normal basis every day-to-day life listening to what we have really on the regular radio stations right now. Everything's really promoting more so about sex, money, how you need money, how you need drinks, and bragging about, you know, the parties that's going on the next day. So therefore, you can't really focus on too many other things, but okay, then I need to have a good time, because that's what's basically what the radio stations are promoting. But if you have music that still have that hip-hop flavor of the beats, and you can still rock your heads to, but yet have a positive lyrics going on things that you need to do in life to concentrate and to make it day-to-day, that can help you survive in this world that we live in. So we feel like, you know, we're not saying that we're holier than thou, but no, we want to help out not just our youth, but our world that we're living in now to be more, to be able to think better and to make better decisions in life.
Also, one of the things that drew me to songwriting and music is I seen a problem that was identified with music. I say more so, especially now that we're in 2013, particularly the hip-hop genre, the R&B genre, like my mother mentioned, the lyrical content is not really clean. And to me, when I listen to the lyrics, I'm saying, what are they saying about women? Are women what they really say they are? And these videos, what is this? And I said, I want to make a change. I want to speak for justice. I want to speak for what's right, ways that we can better each other, because music is very powerful when you learn how to use it for the good, for the positive. And therefore, we believe that clean music can really move people, especially with our kind of music. It's not really just gospel, but it's hip-hop. It's pop, because we're talking about good deeds. It doesn't have to be just gospel to talk about good deeds.
Winners in the Best Gospel Artist category at the Alliance for Community Media in Pittsburgh. How was that? Tell us about that.
It was very, like I said before, life-changing. Life-changing is one of the, it's the best word I know how to use, because when we do our music, we're not doing it for show. We're not doing it for an award. Even though awards are great, it's great to know that we're being appreciated, that people are actually inspired by our music. We're very thankful and blessed, and God be the glory that many people are touched by our songs.
Where can one find you guys on social media?
Well, they can go to our Facebook fan page, which is entitled World Rise Above, and that's on Facebook. Again, that's World Rise Above.
All one word.
All one word.
They can also follow us on Twitter at Diva and Rochelle. At World Rise Above.
Ladies, it has been a blessing. We thank you for your time, and may God continue to bless you as you continue to endeavor in your ministries. Thanks again.
Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless.
God bless you. It's our guest, World Rise Above, Rochelle and Diva, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.